Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Closely watched talks in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia wrapped up today, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying afterwards the two sides had agreed to restore staffing at embassies in Moscow and Washington and continue talks to win the war in Ukraine.
In order to bring an end to any conflict, there has to be concessions made by all sides. We're not going to predetermine what those are. And there are other parties that have sanctions. The European Union is going to have to be at the table at some point because they have sanctions.
Holly Williams reports there could be another meeting in the works.
We're expecting a summit meeting at some point between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, perhaps also in Saudi Arabia, but we don't have any timing. After the talks today, Vladimir Putin's foreign policy advisor, who was part of those talks, said it is unlikely that summit would happen next week, but we have nothing beyond that.
U.S. investigators will be assisting their Canadian counterparts in determining why a Delta Airlines plane flipped on landing yesterday in Toronto. Reporter Tom Hansen is there.
This whole situation unfolded in a matter of seconds, and we are going to be asking questions about whether or not there was a mechanical failure, what kinds of communications the pilots had. Miraculously, everyone walked away from this flight.
21 people were injured. Extreme cold has much of the nation's midsection in its grips. In Chicago at O'Hare Airport,
it's 0 degrees here. We just came from New York and it was 32, and that felt warm.
The cold will stretch as far south as Texas, and snow is in the forecast. Meteorologist David Parkinson's tracking that.
Today, it's Kansas City through into Kentucky, and then tomorrow into the Piedmont, and especially into the North Carolina mountains. We could be talking about feet of snow potentially.
Kentucky is still working to recover from the deadly flooding last weekend. More federal workers have received notices they're losing their jobs. Catherine Brainerd, a would-be park ranger among them.
I read it. I let it sink in, and then I started crying.
And there are more resignations from top officials, including the criminal division chief at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington. Pentagon officials now say DOGE representatives have attended meetings there with a possible eye towards cuts. Today was the deadline for Israel to withdraw from Lebanon. Analyst Will Todman.
They have withdrawn from populated areas in the south of the country, but they have not withdrawn from these five strategic positions along the border. Israeli officials say that Israeli troops need an ongoing presence there to ensure that Hezbollah abides by the terms of the ceasefire.
Hamas said today it would release six living Israeli hostages from Gaza on Saturday and the bodies of four others on Thursday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Today is slightly colder than yesterday, but a warm-up is expected soon, with temperatures possibly reaching the 40s by Sunday. For now, a cold weather advisory remains in effect with wind chills as low as 29 below. Warming centers in Racine and Kenosha are still up and running. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Voters in Kenosha today are deciding on a $115 million operational referendum for the school district. There's also a statewide spring primary election featuring a race for state superintendent of public instruction. There are other primary races everywhere. You can check your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. You can read all about the candidates at racinecountyi.com. The Racine Family YMCA has launched their Membership for All program. It's meant to help low-income residents overcome financial barriers to membership. The initiative is said to provide affordable access to YMCA facilities. And a brawl at the On the Border Gentlemen's Club in Franklin has led to battery charges against five staff members. It came after a dispute over payment for a dance in January. Two customers were hospitalized as a result of the fight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers host Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. It's Wisconsin against Illinois tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation after beating Purdue. Greg Gard says his team is better now at managing the shot clock.
That's important. I think it just shows the growth of this team. They couldn't make that play in October or November. They weren't accustomed, I think, to playing together as comfortable as they are right now.
We've learned that Marcus Sedbury is the new general manager of the Badgers football program. Sedbury has served as assistant athletic director at Wisconsin the past 3 years. He'll handle the players and coaches' contracts. Baseball, Brewers left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes is at spring training in Arizona, trying to learn everyone's name in the clubhouse after 5 years with the Yankees.
Yeah, the names are going to be tough. Obviously, being, you know, so many years in another organization, gold glove caliber defense, and as a pitcher, that's what you want, so I'm very excited for that.
That's Brewers pitcher Nestor Cortes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures climbing to the single digits and winds knocking us back to feeling sub-zero all day. Then again tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect where wind chills will make us feel as cold as 15 below. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 4.
Harvey's rest of the story coming up in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinedisccenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Now, the rest of the story. I'm going to show you the most exquisitely complicated astronomical mechanical clock anywhere. It was inspired by the Norwegian Clockmakers Guild. Its creator, thus inspired, was Rasmus Sorns. He was born in 1893 near the town of Savanger in southern Norway. He was a farm boy. He taught himself mechanical craft. Creating the world's most incredible clock became a lifelong challenge. Rasmus had made 3 astronomical clocks before embarking on his masterpiece timepiece in 1958. He was then 65. But today, admiring clockmakers worldwide recognize it as the Rasmus Sorns clock, and you would not believe it if you saw it. The intricate mechanism, visible from 4 sides, stands in a 6.5-foot-tall, dust-proof glass showcase. At the top of the clock is a precise simulation of solar and lunar movement. A main drive and 7 auxiliary drives are required for that part alone. But there is also a Julian calendar, a daily calendar starting January 1, 4713 B.C., other dials tell universal time, local mean time, standard and daylight saving time. Side real or star time is indicated on one of the dials. Time of sunrise, sunset, and so-called sun south are also indicated, as are solar time and time of the tides. And we're still in the upper section of the clock now. There's a calendar which takes into account each month's uneven number of days and leap years and non-leap years, of course. And in the clock's lower section, an impressive representation of the solar system. And also the Norwegian names of the zodiac appear in a large transparent glass dial. And behind that dial are 2 spheres, an Earth globe and a star globe depicting the various constellations. The Earth globe has a double movement. It rotates once every 24 hours. It follows the Earth's axis inclination through the year. The star globe, operating on side real time, makes a complete revolution every 25,800 years, while accounting for the precession of the Earth's axis. The Rasmus Sorns clock is a pendulum clock. But with the push of a button, the weights are electrically rewound. It took Sorns 9 years to complete it, shortly after which he passed away. And as I say, that clock, which was his crowning achievement, was inspired by the Norwegian Clockmakers Guild. Well, before he began working on that astronomical clock, Rasmus Sorens was determined to create the world's most incredible chronograph. Despite the Clockmakers Guild, the members of which thought him unworthy of them. The Guild believed that young self-taught Sorens was not good enough even to become a member. And so he decided to build the most fabulous clock anywhere just to show the members of the Norwegian Clockmakers Guild, who would not let him in, and have not let him in to this day. But now you know the rest of the story.
Remarkable. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, twice every weekday. First time at 7:25 with Don Rosen in the morning, and again at 12:05, like you just heard, here on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see a reflection of you and me. Reflections of
Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. Just wait and see.
Hits WRJN, serving Southeast Wisconsin for over 98 years now. A reminder that the Downtown Chili Ice Walk, you heard me talking about this before, it's worth repeating because it's this Saturday, noon to 4, 10 different locations serving up their chili. There'll be ice sculpting, a scavenger hunt for the kids. You can get all the details on it from our website. There's a link there to Racine Downtown's website at WRJN.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili, all made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Oh, we know it.
to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom and Stuart J. Waddles with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a little colder than yesterday, but a relative warm-up is coming. A cold weather advisory remains in effect with wind chills as low as 29 below. People planning on being outside for a longer time are still being told to wear protective clothing to prevent frostbite. That can set in as little as 10 minutes. Warming centers are still running in Racine and Kenosha. We'll get to a high of 14 tomorrow and maybe 40s by Sunday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Altogether, voters in Kenosha are being asked for an extra $115 million. The spring primary election day today has a sparse ballot for most, but an important question in Kenosha. The school district is looking for approval on an operational referendum asking to raise spending by $23 million a year. District taxpayers would be looking at paying an extra $300 a year on a $250,000 home. Racine Unified voters will see a referendum on the April ballot. There is a statewide race and other items to vote on today. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. It's now more affordable to play at the YMCA. You can read more about the new Racine Family YMCA program available starting today at racinecountyi.com. The new effort is called the Membership for All program. It's designed to help those who are low income overcome financial obstacles to membership. The story on the I has some insightful stats about the health of people in Racine County, plus details about how to join that new program. Read all about it at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Feeling very frigid today with high temperatures climbing to the single digits and winds knocking us back to feeling sub-zero all day. Then again tonight, another cold weather advisory goes into effect where wind chills will make us feel as cold as 15 below. Stay warm. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
news, timeless hits, WRJN. A shout out to Tommy, listening in Racine today. Thank you, Tommy.
Side. Oh.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I don't mean to brag, but I can't say this any other way. It's going to sound like I'm bragging, but on my website, there is a picture of me singing this next song alongside sharing a mic even with Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, because he sang on this recording with the Beach Boys. Here's Barbara Ann on WRJN.
Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Ba 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 Barbara Ann. Oh, looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
I'm from Pasadena.
Of Jan and Dean singing with the Beach Boys, and there's a Jan and Dean song. See what I did there? I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. Stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Glad all over, so glad you're mine.
serving Southeast Wisconsin for over 98 years. This is the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Some bottom so that the dancer just won't hide.